Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to make sure that I want to read a few things, but I want to make sure that we have a discussion and that we really make the most of this evening since you're all here, that it become really your evening, not so much my evening. I do have some news to relate to you, and I'm going to read some poems related to this. Some of you know I've been working really hard with my son, who's in a gang in Chicago. We've been doing a lot of work together, and he helped start a group called Youth Struggling for Survival with me last year, in which we involved a gang and non-gang kids in Chicago. We got them active. We got them. The whole idea was to empower them, get them to do their own activity. They now meet weekly. They have retreats. They have conferences. They have a video production component. They do teatro. They're moving into drug recovery for kids, court advocacy, just a number of various things. And I have to say that my son has been very active in it, and I really am proud of what he has done. The news is that he has also gotten into a lot of trouble. And last Friday morning, he got picked up in a shooting, and I think he's going to have to do some heavy-duty prison time. It's something that I was trying to avoid for him because, obviously, I spent most of my life trying to keep myself out of a prison just to see my own kids have to go through it. I just don't think it's a personal issue. I just don't think it's an issue just for me. And if it was, maybe I wouldn't, you know, I could just feel bad and say, well, you know, it's me or something. But it's an issue for all of us. And this is why I do what I do. I want to read some poems and some writing because this is the best way that I can express it. And I want to start by reading a poem that I wrote for him when he was younger. And I had gone to Chicago and he was still in L.A. And I guess he was kind of confused and trying to figure out his way, and he didn't know where to go. And it's called The Boy of All Boys, because when he was born, that's what I used to call him. It's to Ramiro. The 10-year-old child hopped a freight train departing from Los Angeles to Chicago. Police pulled him out of the boxcar just before it left the city. He said he was going to see his father. He had missed the voice. To me, he was the smile of a boy, the boy of all boys. I only recalled the good times, like when I took him to the park, rented a boat, and watched as he maneuvered it toward the waiting ducks. I failed to sense the despair. It came in a midnight phone call. It came in the demands for fatherhood. It came as I began a new family. The boy never wanted me to forget. He never wanted the hearts to stop beating between us. He hopped the train. He sought my voice. I only recalled the good times. That's for my son, Ramiro.